And it's time once again for your comments. In a story about the possible permanent repeal of the estate tax, we played this clip of tape from a man who wants to abolish the tax for good, Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform.
It says a great deal about the United States that a tax that most people will not personally face, the vast majority of Americans think is unfair.
To that, Doug Bates of Paso Robles, California, writes that Mr. Norquist might be interested in, as he writes, an honest debate about the tax. Call it by what it is, he writes, the estate tax, not the propagandized version, the death tax, and show who the repeal would actually benefit, not the mom-and-pop farmers who will never see their estate grow large enough for them to be impacted.
But we also got this email from Andrew Boyd of Arlington, Virginia. He writes he's from a fourth-generation farm family, though not himself a farmer, with a property 70 miles from the nation's capital. He goes on, "The estate tax debate is foremost on our minds. We've been told by the best estate lawyer in town that it's not a question of if we have to sell the land to pay the estate tax, if my mother were to die, but how much of it. We're now working on expensive legal methods to try to save our family farm. Although in a democracy the majority rules, it should not be at the expense of the livelihood and legacy of a few unfortunate citizens."
We have some corrections now. In yesterday's report about jailed New York Times reporter Judith Miller, we included a clip that was critical of Miller from William Jackson of Editor and Publisher. Due to a technical error, many of you heard a misleading version of that quote. Here is Jackson's tape as we meant to play it.
She was out to prove that the enemy had weapons of mass destruction, and I think that explains her involvement in the Plame case.
The report about Judith Miller went on to say that it is still not known how or if she had any role in revealing the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame.
Another correction now from a story about the band Bare Naked Ladies and the music they wrote for the play As You Like It. A professor in that story talked about how both the band and the bard play with language, but fie on us. In that report, we misidentified the professor. He is Bill Kincaid, head of acting at Western Illinois University.
Finally, we received this letter from Benjamin Lowe of Arlington, Virginia, who writes, "This morning I drove to work for the first time in my life, having gotten my driver's license yesterday. During your piece about the interpretations of storms by classical composers, Rene Montaigne said this music made her envision a large ship being tossed around in a chaotic sea."
Our listener continues, "The stormy music got me envisioning my little Dodge Neon carried down a powerful river of asphalt and metal, tossed about in squalls of merging lanes and road rage. Thank you for a captivating welcome to the NPR commute."
When you get to where you're going, and we'll optimistically say when, not if, please take a moment to write to us. Go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.